It's like Michigan, Michigan State. Same thing. So, I mean, there's a lot of divided houses. So it's always interesting when we go back for holidays and listen to them, you know, banter back and forth. And so, yeah, no, she's an Iowa Hawkeye fan.
I'm going to have to start watching them because I didn't know she watched that. I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And since she's a Lions fan, I'm going to go try to find her a jersey, Lions jersey. But find out who she likes, even if she knows. Ask your son. I'm quite sure your son knows. Well, mom kind of likes so-and-so.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, back in the – trying to think, you know, she always likes to tease me about, you know, who's the good-looking one. And I always say, look. I mean, come on. Why would you do that?
See if you can find out if she got a favorite player on the Lions. I'll get her a jersey.
I'll find out.
I'll find out. So she can taunt you.
Right. Well, and that's what it would be.
So you can walk around in her Lions jersey while you got your Packer jersey.
That's right. Believe me. Oh, yes, because I would be wearing the green and gold product.
What number you got?
Clay Matthews, man, 52. He's my man.
Yeah, you got to find out. How's your son?
He's doing great. Yeah.
Is he ready for football?
Oh, listen, we do a family fantasy football with my brother-in-laws and my dad and some of my nephews, older nephews, and both my boys are in it. And he was doing mock drafts about a month ago. Now, what was great was that he and I went week one, right? So it's myself against him. And he's chirping, you know. Because, you know, he's got coming into last night, he had Todd Gurley still, Todd Gurley last night. And right. I still had a pretty significant, I felt pretty comfortable in my lead because it was significant.
Right.
And this morning, I'm working out, and he made a point to come down and say that I won. And he goes, Todd Gurley only had 4 points last night. That's ridiculous. San Francisco's defense is terrible. I can't believe it. He was all fired up. He was all fired up, and I say, hey, look.
You know you're going to have to bring him back sometime during the season.
Yes. We'll bring him
and
back.
And give him, we'll just give him the hour.
Yep.
Let him roll.
Let him roll. Yeah, no, he's doing really well. You know, he's running cross country this year enjoying that. And he's still kind of doing his announcing gig when he can. And I got to get him to a Big Reds game so I can get him up in the booth with Bob.
Right.
I think this Friday he's actually going to be in the Catholic booth with the radio guys.
Okay.
Just giving him that opportunity to enjoy and see it all unfold. So.
And he can put it all on his resume.
That's right.
I've done this.
I've done it.
I can announce it.
I can announce, and sports is my deal.
Yeah, right. Hey, that kid, boy, he's something else. I really admire his brain to remember all that stuff. He has stats, and I don't think I've ever seen him with a sheet of paper or nothing, or even a phone looking stuff up. Wow. He knows this stuff.
He writes it down. I mean, he's just goofy with that stuff. Loves it.
I'm sitting there like, wow.
Didn't help him, though, this week in fantasy football. All the research in the world didn't help him.
Well, that's our time, DJ.
All right.
We'll see you again in what?
A couple weeks. Sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely. So go ahead. You can close it out.
All right. Well, hey, Muskegon, another fine hour of programming. I just have nothing but nobody to thank but the beat for giving me this opportunity. And as always, I appreciate you listening, and have a great rest of the night and a great rest of the week.
You have just heard Straight Talk with DJ Hilson. Listen live every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. Or catch us on the web at www.1037thebeat.com.